you in touch with Michigan and the world.
All right, free for all Friday, 18 past the hour. Real quickly to Mike checking in from Ann Arbor. Mike, welcome to it.
Hi, Steve. Very quickly, to the Republicans in Congress, stop whining, stop wringing your hands, get to work like the president, do your job. If you don't want to do your job, quit and come back and really do go back to work and earn your living, period.
Agreed, Mike. Well done. Well stated. The professor is here, Steve Doolin, because we have to sort out this Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals basically saying that any weapon that could be, you know, beneficial to the military is not protected by the Second Amendment. Completely opposite of what the Supreme Court has ruled time and again, because what's common and normal is protected, completely ignores the Heller case. This is, well, I don't know what it means exactly. That's why the professor is here. Member of the Board of Directors of the Michigan Coalition of Responsible Gun Owners, Professor Steve Doolin, everybody. What's up?
I've been reading this opinion, and all I can say is that, read Traxler's dissent if you're going to start reading the actual opinion. Read Traxler's dissent first so that you can – he makes more sense of the majority opinion than most people could at all. It makes no sense. It flies in the face of previous U.S. Supreme Court cases, including Heller, including even, really, the Miller case from the 1930s, which has been widely accepted as being wrongly decided for a number of reasons.
Let me read part of that. Let me jump in and read part of that dissent. Today, the majority holds that the government can take semi-automatic rifles away from law-abiding American citizens in South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia, and Maryland. The government can now tell you that you cannot hunt with these rifles. The government can tell you that you cannot shoot at targets with them. And most importantly, the government can tell you that you cannot use them to defend yourself and your family in your home. In concluding that the Second Amendment does not even apply, the majority has gone to greater lengths than any other court to eviscerate the constitutionally guaranteed right to keep and bear arms, says part of the dissent.
And it goes on from there. Arguably, this decision, you know, and thankfully, you know, for those who don't know, this only covers those states that you just read off.
Let me ask you something. If I'm a resident of the state of South Carolina today, can I walk into a gun store and buy an AR-15, yes or no?
Yes, because that state hasn't passed a local statute, a state statute like Maryland.
But if I walk into Maryland,
the door's open.
If I walk into Maryland and want to buy an AR-15 today, I can or cannot?
You cannot, probably. They're going to start making Maryland compliant ARs like they have for New York and California.
Whatever that means. So they'll have different handles. But it says, but this thing says anything that can be used in the course of military. I'm trying to, you know, read through it quickly as well. They're saying any semi-automatic rifle, any semi-automatic handgun would fall under what these guys have just said is not legal.
Well, no. Okay. They didn't say it wasn't legal for the entire circuit. What they said is, the Maryland law.
I understand
is okay
that, and I'm focusing on Maryland.
So the states still have to pass statutes, and the other states haven't yet.
But if the state of Maryland today, being a very liberal state, said we don't want semi-automatic handguns today, and it got signed today, semi-automatic handguns would be illegal in Maryland. If Maryland passed a statute today that said semi-automatic hunting rifles were illegal, it would stand under this ruling.
Agreed. Yes.
That's outrageous.
It is. Especially when you consider that the semi-automatic technology goes back to the late 1800s. This isn't new, semi-automatic.
And so what if it was?
Well, at least there'd be a little more logic to it, right? But what we're talking about is hundreds of millions, you know, so let's suppose the U.S. Supreme Court adopted this insane, I'll go so far as to say it is insane, the majority opinion in this 10-4 decision. If the U.S. Supreme Court adopted it, it would remove the protections of the Second Amendment and push it down and make it a local issue is what it would do.
This is unbelievable. This is what happens when you stack the courts with activist judges. The ruling, by the way, I believe was 10-4 in a split decision.
Right.
10 justices voted to say that the Second Amendment basically doesn't exist. I mean, that's in effect, that's what it's done here. The Second Amendment doesn't exist because any state, any local jurisdiction can vote out any gun they want. And if it can be used in war, hell, a single-shot revolver can be used in war, a single-action revolver. You know that.
Well, as General Patton said, the only tactical principle which is not subject to change is to do the maximum amount of damage to the enemy in the minimum amount of time with whatever means are at hand. So everything's useful in war.
That's right. And
everything.
As Ted Cruz said, a feather duster when he was at CPAC yesterday, you know, maybe that could be used and that could be outlawed by this. So where do you go from here? Clearly, you would hope, at least I think you would hope, that this would go to the U.S. Supreme Court. But, you know, you've got four activist judges on the U.S. Supreme Court that have no use for the Second Amendment, have no use for actually upholding their oath to defend the Constitution. So then what?
I hope Senator Cruz is correct that there's going to be another vacancy fairly soon on the Supreme Court, though I just read yesterday that Justice Ginsburg has vowed to hang on as long as she can. So, if you're a praying person, you know what to pray for there. Because we need a shift, replacing Scalia with another pro-gun vote is going to maintain the 5-4 balance that held for Heller and McDonald as far as gun cases go. And Justice Thomas actually wrote a blistering dissent not that long ago to a U.S. Supreme Court decision not to hear an assault weapons ban case. Justice Thomas has sort of stepped up to the plate to some extent to fill the gap left by Scalia's passing. But we hope for, frankly, another vacancy and another chance for President Trump to appoint that sixth justice.
Well, we'll see what happens. And meanwhile, in the city of Chicago, the murder rate by guns because of violence at a pace higher than it was in 2016, a year that it was an all-time record-setting bloodbath. So the city with the most gun laws has the most violence. You do the math. Professor Steve Doolin, thank you as always.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, we'll be back in a moment with Pete Hoekstra here on the program. Sit tight.